Take it easy going up the stairs.
This popular tourist stop in Cedar Rapids is where Grant Wood painted American Gothic in 1930. Thousands of visitors have climbed these steps to see the studio and living quarters where the artist lived with his mother and sister Nan. It is the same stairway they used to escape a flash fire more than 70 years ago. Nan Wood described the panic in this old recording saved by the State Historical Society of Iowa.
We heard this terrible roar, and Grant opened the storeroom door and the flames flashed out across the stairway, and that was the only way out. Mm-hmm. So he got Mother out, and then he tried to close the door to shut the flames off, and his shirt caught on fire and it burned off to the shoulder, and his ear burnt and part of his hair went. I got so scared that I threw the phone and ran, and you had to run through these flames to get out. My hair caught on fire and had a scar here for a while.
Nan was interviewed by the late writer John Zug in a book collaboration about Grant Wood's life. She remembered his teaching career.
And the kids just worshipped him. And there was a little colored boy who was especially fond of Grant. And he saved up his money all year to buy Grant a Christmas present. And he said, "Mr. Wood, would you like a necktie?" And Grant was afraid it would be terrible and that he'd have to wear it to please the kids. So I'm forgotten what he bought him. I think it was a gold pen and pencil set. And they were very poor in pen and pencil sets in those days. Cost a lot of money, and Grant felt bad about it.
In addition to being Grant's biggest admirer, little sister Nan was the somber woman immortalized in American Gothic, the portrayal of a father and daughter, a pitchfork, and the perfect backdrop.
He was riding around with a friend, and they went by this house, and Grant saw it, and went back later. He kept thinking about that house. At breakfast one morning, his thoughts had gelled on what he wanted to do about it, and he explained it to Mother and I. He drew it on the back of an envelope. He didn't dream that he was offending the farmers about that painting.
With American Gothic, you mean?
Yes, but of course they got all over that when they found that I was the model.
To Grant, it wasn't even farmers.
No. It was a small-town man and his daughter.
It's doubtful there was any intent to ever broadcast this audio tape. At one point, perhaps the recorder was accidentally left on, Nan is at a reception. Her group is asked out to dinner, and Nan returns the favor.
And since you're coming back Friday, why don't you join us for dinner Friday night with Nan and his friends, if you're available?
Well, instead of you getting a meal, why don't I take you all out?
Nan died in 1990, 48 years after Grant Wood. We're unaware of any voice recordings of him. If you have any tips or old recordings to suggest, send emails to iowaarchives@iowapublicradio.org. For Iowa Public Radio, I'm Rick Fredrickson.